This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. It's no secret that sex workers everywhere often don't trust law enforcement and don't ask police for help after incidents of violence. Officers around the U.S. are themselves arrested for trafficking, raping, and abusing people on the street. Here in New Mexico, those stories pop up too. And people who do this kind of work say there's a feeling that it's either not safe or that police won't respond well if they report they've been attacked or assaulted. As KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports, that can mean serial offenders go unchecked.
Plastic tubs of donated clothes sit out in the sun next to a long closed grocery store on East Central in Albuquerque. People cross the big parking lot from all directions to dig through them. Pairs of shoes are lined up. This is weekly outreach for a local nonprofit called Street Safe. Volunteers offer snacks, water, toiletries, condoms, sometimes little makeup kits that someone donated or a bus pass. Lena, who doesn't want to use her real name for safety reasons, spots a volunteer with a new box of clothes.
I don't want to blow you up, but I want to go see what she's putting out real quick.
Yeah, go. This gathering has happened every Friday afternoon for the last decade. Two women started Street Safe because the bones of 11 people, 9 women and 2 teen girls, were found on the West Mesa. Police said they were targeted because they did sex work. Today, women pull shirts and pants out of the bins, hold them up to the light, and look them over.
What'd you find?
A sweater.
Once they've got their stuff, the women can also talk with the volunteers about their week and if they've been attacked or assaulted, what that person looks like, what kind of car they drive. That info goes into what's called the bad guy list, and it's handed out to people here. The list is a public safety tool by and for people who don't feel safe talking to police. Here's Lena again.
They made you feel kind of like guilty for whatever happened to you. They made you feel bad for whatever happened to you. Like, you were wrong for being there at the wrong place at the wrong time kind of thing, you know?
And so does that prevent you from wanting to go again?
Yes, and I know a lot of people who just deal with things. There's a lot of stories out there where people aren't going to the police because of the way they treat victims.
But in a world where they come to her looking for info about assailants, it would be a different story, she says, because she's sick of violence and she's lost too much. Lena says she's not a sex worker, but she keeps her friends who are updated about additions to the list. This wasn't always Lena's life. She used to go to college, she says, just down the street, really, from where we're standing.
You know, I'm used to being a wife and a stay-at-home mom, and I was also a full-time student at CNM, so that's what I'm used to. That's what I like doing, and that's what I'm trying to get back to.
Someone needed to notice when women who live on the street or do sex work go missing, Christine Barber says, and that's why she co-founded Street Safe. But it's not just about noticing people, she says. It's about making folks feel seen.
It really is more about kind of just going up to the woman being like, hey, it's good to see you again this week.
Here in this parking lot, Barber says, women have shared their stories of assault at least 1,500 times. Some women died.
We, in the middle of this parking lot, it's a very unforgiving parking lot. We have memorial services, and we mourn them, and we come back the next week.
After 10 years doing this work, Barber just got a call this month from Police Sergeant Amanda Wild wanting to talk about fixing this broken system and broken trust.
I've already taken a rape report tonight here at Outreach, and just to have the hope that in the future, when I have to do that, we might have a path for her to report and to get medical attention, and then a way that she's not going to get arrested, but get him arrested.
The news of APD's efforts floored Barber because she says she's met compassionate officers here and there, but the department itself has always seemed immovable.
That is just, I can't even tell you. It is really different. It is a very different day.
Sergeant Wild is heading up a special team of allies, advocates, and law enforcement.
The whole hope is to try to build that bridge of understanding, respect, communication, and to re-engage these victims so we can prevent any additional serial rapists.
And Barber says that might make those last 10 years out in that parking lot all worth it. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.